In the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second day of blessed month of Paramot. May God begin in it in goodness and renew it for in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and of my Father and my brethren, Amen. On this day, St. Christopher was martyred. He was from the country whose people were cannibals, those who believed on the hands of the Messias, the apostle that mentioned in the 80th day of the month of Paramot. He had an unsightly look and the body of a giant, but his soul was good and gentle. When he was captured by the soldiers of Emperor Decius the Infidel, he admonished them for afflicting the Christians. The captain of these soldiers beat him severely, and St. Christopher told him, "If it was not the command of Christ, who teaches me not to do unto others as they do unto us, otherwise you and your soldiers could not be delivered from me." The captain sent to inform Odysseus concerning him, who sent 200 soldiers to bring him on their way. The bread they had was consumed except for a little of it. He prayed and blessed that a little of bread and became in abundance. The soldier marveled exceedingly and believed on the Lord Christ, the God of the Christopher. When they arrived to Antioch, they were baptized by the hand of Abba Paul the Patriarch. When St. Christopher came before Odysseus, who became frightened from this appearance, tried to charm, pursue, and deceive him to deny Christ. Then he sent two beautiful women to make him fall into the sand with them. He rebuked and preached them, and they believed on the Lord Christ. They confessed their faith in the Lord before the emperor, who ordered them to be beheaded, and they received the crown of martyrdom. As for the saint, he was cast into a huge cauldron over hot fire, but no harm whatsoever came to him. The people present were amazed, and they believed on the Lord Christ. They came forward to remove him out of cauldron, but the emperor ordered them to be cut off with the sword. The emperor finally ordered to cut off St. Christopher's neck, and he received the crown of martyrdom. May his intercession be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year of 1043 AM, on the 29th of March, 1327 AD, Pope Ioannes IX, the 18th first Pope, departed. He was from Nephia, Menophia, and was known as Ioannes in Nakadi. During his days, many tribulations befell the Christians, who were killed or burned or crucified. The Muslim ridiculed them by putting them on the camels, dressing them with the turbans and blue clothes, but the Lord had steadfastly upon his people with his great mercy. The Pope departed at Herod Zewela, and was buried at El Nastur Monastery. After he had stayed on the chair of 6 years and 6 months, may his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.